Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends of both a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, as you well know, we just got back from the Minnesota State Fair. We were over there for 12 days for 144 straight hours, and we just got done doing that. And interestingly enough, it obviously has taken its toll. About 5 days later, we're here in Michigan because we have 6 dates to fulfill here. And we are now here in the process of doing just that because we understand that we have a mandate and commandments were given unto us as the church to seek and save that which is lost. And that's why we are here in Michigan. And again, I just got to tell you, it's been a rough one. We got here about 1:30 last night. We left yesterday morning. And we will be, just for the record, we will be at Resurrection Life Church, 714 North Street Road, St. Louis, Michigan. That will be Resurrection Life Church, 714 North State Road, St. Louis, Michigan. We'll be there tonight at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow we'll be at the, we'll be in the Centerville, I believe it's called, Centerville. And that will be in Michigan. We'll be out there with Ted Nugent, and we're looking forward to that one as well. I will be the main speaker out there as well. And then I'll keep you updated as things transpire. We got a couple more dates coming up after that, and then we got a couple more dates after that as well. But again, friends, we are out in Michigan broadcasting live from off the road once again. And we just wanted to tell you thank you for the opportunity, Michigan, for having us out here, and thank you for constantly pulling us back out to Michigan. We're humbled in so many different ways. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to us, please do. You go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see us on social media platforms there as well. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page, again, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, we are set up on Comrex. And, again, at any time you can call in, please stick to the topic. We're going to cover many topics today. And, folks, I got to tell you, some of the things that I'm going to be talking about today are things that, I told you could only hide for so long. You can only hide it for so long. Here, I'll put a little salt on your tongue. This is what's happening. In Detroit, the TV, the anchors, whatever they want to call themselves, asked for stories of unvaccinated dying from COVID. See how backwards these people are? Isaiah 5:20. They asked for stories of unvaccinated that have died from COVID. They get over 180,000 responses of vaccine injured and dead instead. And when I continuously tell you, Americans, you can only hide this stuff for so long before the people finally catch on to what is in fact happening. Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what's happening. It's coming to the light now, because circles all over the country have noticed that people that have taken these said vaccinations have died. They've had adverse side effects. And this is the kind of stuff that you can go ahead and conceal. You can censor, you can distract, you can lie all that you want to, but sooner or later, it's going to come home. And that's what's happening. It's beginning to hit home. People now are understanding over the last 15 months the fruit of what we have been talking about. And it's one of those I told you so's. And what's happening, instead of these useful idiots asking real questions, they get the answers that they weren't looking for because they're so backwards. And what am I talking about? We're going to be talking about you can hide it for so long. Detroit TV asked for stories of unvaccinated dying from COVID, yet instead gets over 180,000 responses of vaccine injured and dead instead. See, the truth comes out anyway. See, friends, the truth crushed to the earth will rise again, will it not? And here it is. Why do we have to wait for destruction to take place before we take heed to prevention is better than cure? Why do we wait for the destruction to take place before we should have turned around when we first heard it and realized that we were being told the truth? Well, I didn't know there was so much information coming at me. Yep, I understand that. You know what? But if you do your due diligence, you're going to find the truth. That's why I'm humored when I listen to people that are in the hospitals and the doctors that are so caught up into this narrative that is nothing but propaganda every step of the way. And I'm asking myself the question, how is it that I have the information that you don't have? When I look at politicians in Washington, D.C., I ask them the question, how is it that I have the information that I have? And I know it's true, but yet you don't have the information. You know, isn't it interesting, friends, you look at the governors of states? Isn't it interesting, friends, you look at mayors? You look at the medical industry? Isn't it interesting, friends? They have different information than we have. Yeah, because that's the narrative. That's the propaganda. That's the agenda, right? And who profits from that agenda? The ones selling, the ones that are taking on that narrative. These are people that refuse to see the truth for what it is because they are profiting from it. That's why. That's why they have a different narrative. But I'll tell you, who's not profiting from it, friends, are those that are dying, in fact, from these said vaccinations, those that are being injured from these said vaccinations. Hey, folks, let me say this. Prevention is better than cure, and it's exactly what we're going to be hitting on in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to show you some things that I got set up on my platform even now. We're broadcasting live from Michigan. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm actually looking forward to this topic, friends, because this is the stuff that we forewarned, as did how many doctors on a global basis warned that these days were going to come and that they're going to be able to hide it. They're going to only be able to hide it for so long before the people finally catch on. And now we're there.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. We got several events up again. We're going to be at Resurrection Life Church in there on St. Louis, Michigan. We'll be there at 6 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to be doing the Constitution Day. I am going to be the keynote speaker with Ted Nugent, and I'm looking forward to that. They're expecting, this is what they told me, they're expecting 15,000 to 20,000 people to show up. So if that's the case, that's great. If that's not the case, that's okay. It doesn't matter to me. It's an opportunity, and we appreciate it because that lines up with Luke 16 or 19:10, forgive me, or Mark 16:15, either one. But with that said, friends, again, we're broadcasting live from Michigan. We're out here doing this stuff on the road. We're fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, because we believe at the end of the day we can do this stuff. And we're going to continuously do it, friends, regardless of what it looks like out there, because our hope is in Christ. It's not in man. And that's where it's always going to be. And so with that said, again, we're going to be in Michigan, all over the state, for the next 6 days. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to show you this video really quick. I think it's outstanding, and it's information that you need to see so you can understand how wicked the powers are that are behind this agenda even now. And I want you to listen to it carefully, and I want you to check it out, friends, because, again, this is vital information, because we're seeing all the signs of what we need to deal with. And if we fail to deal with these people, friends, we're going to have another Holocaust, to say the least, on our hands. So check this out.
Pfizer requested that the government pay all compensation for any lawsuits that successfully win against Pfizer vaccine damages. Argentina's parliament responded by passing a new law stating that Pfizer needs to at least pay for its own negligence. Pfizer rejected this, after which Argentina offered to amend the law to define negligence more clearly, to include only vaccine distribution and delivery under negligence. But Pfizer still wasn't happy and demanded the law be changed. Argentina refused, but later agreed. agreed to buy an international insurance policy to pay for future vaccine lawsuits. This was not specific enough for Pfizer. They asked for an additional indemnity from civil cases, specifically that the company would not be held liable for rare adverse effects or for its own acts of negligence, fraud, or malice. Pfizer then demanded the nation's bank reserves, military bases, and embassy buildings as some sort of collateral against future vaccine damages. In Brazil, Pfizer asked for vast money reserves to be put in a foreign bank account, that Pfizer be exempt from the law of the land and exempt from any side effects and all civil liability. In the United States, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act, gives total immunity to Pfizer and all manufacturers of experimental jabs. So there's no reason to threaten any government agency in the U.S. They always knew how dangerous and deadly the radical experimental mRNA jabs actually are. It's what the science says. The only ones who say otherwise are the bureaucrats and pop culture media agents working for Big Pharma. By every measure, this is the greatest crime committed by Big Pharma, out of a long list. Their magnum opus for the dark arts, death and depopulation. And they were setting up governments to take the fall so that the bankers can have their great reset.
So the bankers could have their great reset. I want you to think about that so the bankers could have their great reset. Oh, my goodness, friends. One of the things that I've known for decades is that, and I've always given the message, no matter where we're at, if we're in high schools or if we're in colleges, we're in churches, tea parties, national events, whatever the case might be, when common sense comes into play, prevention is better than cure. There's this true story told of a car driving around windy roads out there in Colorado, up and around the mountains. And what they noticed is they noticed that cars would end up going over the end of the cliff and they'd crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And what they noticed is someone took down the warning signs, Psalm 19:11. And they noticed the cars kept going over and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Now, the mindset that the American people have taken on is just this. A concerned committee got together and they said they needed to fix the problem. They needed to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was, Americans? Not to put the warning signs back up. No. Their remedy was to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Did you hear what I said? Their remedy was to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And this is exactly how the American people think today. Prevention is better than cure. You stop the destruction by showing forth the warning. And see, that is the voice of the prophetic ministry, is to warn men to flee from the wrath to come, regardless of what that entails. Regardless of what that entails, friends. But see, when I continuously on this show over and over, day after day, show you all of these people and the crimes that they're responsible for, and I tell you, the American people, you have to take responsibility and deal with the corruption. You have a small percentage of the population in America having a free hand to destroy this country because the mass population under God sit back and allow them to assail and to destroy at will without laying a hand to dealing with the corruption in any sense of the word. Folks, you've got to know within yourself that your apathy, that your tolerance, you have to realize within yourself, friends, that is a recipe for destruction. Nobody in their right mind is going to sit there and watch a guy try to break into his house over and over and over again and just go back to bed and act like it has nothing to do with them, because it does. Now it's coming to our front doors, Amos 6:3. And it is. Hey, folks, Prevention is better than cure. And I've shared that message with you 1.5 million times, and for the life of me, I do not understand why the American people sit back and allow corrupt politicians, along with the mainstream media, to destroy at will. And the American people sit back and do it. You know, you just heard during the break, friends, during the last segment, in California, they're now saying that you have to have a vaccine passport. Do you see how fast this happened? Do you see how this went from wearing a mask to, you know, vaccinations, and then that they're optional, and then before you knew it, they weren't optional, and then before you knew it, you're going to get fired if you didn't do what you're told, and then before you knew it, you have to have a vaccine passport, and then you can get the keys to the city. Hey, folks, this is America. There's no lawful position do they have in any sense of the word concerning the things that they mean to implement. Either the American people are going to deal with the corrupt politicians lawfully, or you are going to lose your country. It's that simple. Because what's taking place today in America is nothing short than a provocation of war, friends. This is a full assault on you. This is a full assault on your children, on the future of your posterity. If that plea to tell you to stand up and lawfully deal with these people, if that falls on deaf ears, you can't help a people like that. And I'm here to tell you, friends, you can't help people that don't help themselves. Well, Bradley, you say that all the time. You know what? It gets pretty tiring, to say the least. I wanted to show you something really quick because I think it's important that you see this. Just seen this morning. Did you see this? Clinton, Bush, Obama team up with Biden to import Afghanis. Hey, Americans, how many times have I told you there is no difference? They're all pawns. How many times have I told you, Americans, they're in it together? Now we see the globalists unite. Clinton, Bush, Obama team up with Biden to import Afghans into America. Everything that we do here at the Sons of Liberty, we line it up with the Word of God, and it's exactly what the Lord said he would do to a people that refused to keep his commandments. I want you to think about this. Remember how the Clintons, remember how the Bushes, they were all at odds with each other, the Obamas, they couldn't stand the Bushes, and they blame each other for this, and when in fact they're both guilty of the same crimes, because the American people still haven't figured out the game that they're being caught up into. Just think about this. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing his ambitious economic plans. Speaking at the White House, Biden arguing that it is time to put the U.S. on a new path. He said the heart and soul of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. Biden not providing any specifics as far as what that fair share is, though. Biden also saying he's going after price gouging.
We're also going after the bad actors and pandemic profiteers in our economy. There's lots of evidence that gas prices should be going down, but they haven't. We're taking a close look at that.
Kroger again requiring all employees to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Previously, only unvaccinated employees were required to wear face coverings. USA Radio News. Governors have been notified how many Afghan refugees are being sent to their state.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal prosecutor looking into the origins of the Russia investigation could soon indict a lawyer with ties to the Democratic Party. Reports say Prosecutor John Durham might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations that attorney Michael Sussman made false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump Organization and Russia. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live from Michigan. Got about six events set up out here. If you want to check us out online, by the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe over there. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. I'm going to take a phone call from Mississippi. We got Benny calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Thank you. I had a question. Do you know if anybody anywhere has set up a nationally known or internationally known website for people to report adverse reactions to the vaccine, deaths and adverse reactions? And if not, it looks like somebody should set something up like that.
So to Health Impact News, Benny, they got pretty much all of that information over there. And even if you did have it set up, regardless, the mainstream media is doing its best to cover up all that information, and that's exactly what they've been doing. And that's why we over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com have been countering their lies by giving you that very information. So the information is there for you to find if you're willing to just go ahead and dig a little bit deeper. But it is there. But if you do take the time, go to Health Impact News. com. They got some great content over there. Health Impact News.
Okay. And one other thing, and I know I get accused of being an end timer. I'm not a pre-tribulation rapture. I don't believe in that. There's two verses in the Bible that counteracts that. But how close do you think we are to Revelations 20, chapter 20, verse 4 and 5? Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I do. And I can give you the opinion of the hope that I have in Christ because I'm a preacher. I haven't been talked into my faith. Therefore, I can't be talked out of my faith. I like it said, when a famous preacher said, whatever Christ puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And when I think of that, I think of the hope that I have within myself. And I always equate it to the fact that I hear this constantly, Benny. I constantly hear people talking about it's the end times. Look what's going on. These are the signs of the times, all this other stuff. And it's like, yeah, but look at the forefathers. Look what they went through. I can guarantee you during the time of the War of Independence, the Revolutionary War as we know it, what was the message that they were hearing? The 56 signers, I guarantee you, were inundated with people from the church, professed Christians that had no faith. They were believers that didn't believe, that were telling our forefathers, there's nothing we can do. You have not a chance in the world to stand up against the strongest military might in the history of the world during that particular time. Yet our forefathers, 3% of our population, 56 signers, 13 colonies, they called upon God. They made an appeal to heaven. And when they made that appeal to heaven, God answered them. And less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish what it is that we have today. If there was ever a time for anybody to say that it was the end times and there's nothing we can do about it, I guarantee you it was during that time. Now, I want to say in contrast to that, you have 330 million people. You have 86% of those 330 million people that profess to be Christians, that love God so much that they disobey him at every given opportunity because they have been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, to sit back and do nothing because God is in control. We're bringing this upon ourselves, Benny.
Right.
And the fact of the matter
is, I'm not one of them people. So I've been fighting this thing probably before you was even born.
But the thing
is, there is a fulfillment date. It says that it's established a month, hour, week, and a day. So there is an established time for the end. And so I think it would pay to take note to that, don't you?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna just speak scripture. Obviously, there's gonna be a fulfilling of all the prophecies, no question about it. But I'm saying for us to give up on America and say that
I'm not giving up. These people in Revelation 20, verse 4 and 5, don't give up. They go to the point of being beheaded. And all these pre-trib rapture people like CSN, Mike Kessler, and Shannon Sculton and them, they out there preaching pre-trib rapture. Well, it tells you clearly in verse 5 that this is the first resurrection. The first resurrection of the dead that meet Jesus Christ in the air is those that was beheaded by the Antichrist. So I'm not a pre-tribulation rapture, but I'm a realist. And Israel hadn't become a nation. Jesus said in 24th chapter of Matthew, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So, you know, I feel like when Israel re-became a nation, and I believe it was 1967 and not 1948, because that's when they gained full control of the borders and the city of Israel. And I believe that locked you into a 70-year time frame, and I believe by 2037 it's all going to be over with. And this stuff is happening right now. It's part of it. And to not prepare people for it, I'm all for fighting right to the bitter end, but to not prepare people to reject the system and this marking system, in which I know you doing everything you know to do and doing great. But anyway, I just wondered if you had an idea, you know, on that. I think, you know, Adam and Eve was put here in 4004 B.C. It was 4,000 years from Adam to Jesus. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus. Peter said, think not God is slacking, keeping his promises. Men count slackness, for one day with God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. 6 days man will work and rest on the Sabbath. 6 days. Man has been here. Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years of peace, which would be equivalent of a Sabbath for the earth. So we're standing on the threshold between the 6,000 and 7,000 years. So, you know, but anyway, I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, I want to answer what you just said, because this is my thought process, and it just comes to it instantly. I can't find in Scripture where the Lord's not faithful to a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. And I know that entails death and or life. It matters not. But I don't believe that it's time. I don't believe it's time for us to give up on the United States of America. I think it's time for us to take responsibility. And the younger generation, by the way, has to take responsibility because the older generation has dropped the ball on this generation. And I don't believe it's not worth standing up and fighting for. And I also believe what an opportunity we've been given to now trust in the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it tells us that he's faithful unto a thousand generations. And if he's faithful unto a thousand generations, guess what? That includes our generation, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely. Well,
I don't believe we're done.
He's not going to change that fixed day and hour. There's a fixed day and an hour. It's not floating. It's not floating, you know, according to people's prayers. And you know, if my people, which are called by my name, you know, there's going to come a time when that's not going to be answered. There's a peg drove in the ground. God has a day and an hour that's established. That's not going to change ever. And all the prayers and preaching on earth is not going to change that. He's got that day established, and I'm thinking it's going to hinge on this 7,000 year, I believe we're here on it. I'm not talking about giving up. I'm talking about fight to the end till you get beheaded. I ain't talking about give up. But, you know, that's where we at, like it or not, believe it or not. I'm not a pre-tribulation person, not believing in the escapism, but I'm a realist, and I believe prophecy, and I believe it's laid right out there for you. He said the wise would understand, and I believe you stand within 15 or 20 years of the return of Jesus Christ, myself personally, but, you know, they've been saying that since the end. The disciples said it. They thought it was going to happen in their time. But when you see how the world is fulfilled, and all that's going on with Israel and everything, but anyhow, all we can do is leave it out and wait and see what happens.
I appreciate your call, Benny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We got Dale calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Dale?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing today, man?
I'm hanging in there, man.
I hear you, brother.
I'm dripping like a sieve, man. I'm in the hotel room now doing the live show, and I am just dripping like a sieve. But I'm doing okay. I just got to get through the next 6 days, and I'll be doing good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Working, trying to pay bills and do what I got to do and stand up for the truth. I think you know me already fairly well. I'm always in a different city because I drive truck for a living right now, so...
Okay.
I can make more money with doing this than I can with my degree. But anyway, I am not in disagreement with the last caller, except for a couple issues, and I'm not even going to cover that. The thing is, Israel is the key. And all the people that you were trying to predict the end times and the Second World War and all that stuff in the past, Israel was not a nation at the time. Okay? But here's the thing I've taught my kids, and hopefully this will resonate. You need to live every day like Christ is coming back that day. But you need to plan like you're going to be here for 100 years.
That's right. We don't
quit. We don't give up. We occupy until he comes. That is what he told us to do. Occupy until I come.
That's right.
You know, these politicians, they're all globalists, and the spirit of Antichrist is strong in the earth right now. We know that. But he who is in us is way stronger than he who is in the world, correct?
Amen. 1 John 4:4.
We need to live as an example, and we need to preach. If you truly believe, like the last caller said, that Christ is coming back and could be within the next 20 years, and I'll give them that one because, yes, Israel did not take Jerusalem until 1968, or 67, sorry. And Christ said the generation that saw these things come to pass would not pass before all things be fulfilled. He wasn't telling the disciples they wouldn't pass. He said the generation that observed those things. And he also gave us an example that would be like a woman
in
childbirth.
Got about 10 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, I won't take up any more of your time, but just be ready. Be prayed up. Read your word. And be ready for the Lord's return. Let's
fight. Amen. Appreciate it, brother. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. One more time. We're going to be at Resurrection Life at 6 p.m. in St. Louis, Michigan tonight. Resurrection Life, St. Louis, Michigan, 6 p.m. And then tomorrow we will be with Ted Nugent, and I will be the keynote speaker with a bunch of our friends over there as well. And I believe that, yep, that's Centerville, downtown Centerville. They're expecting a lot of people. We'll see what happens there. But with that said, we are out there doing the stuff. Mark 16, 15, Luke 19, 10 as well. Also wanted to let you know one more time, if you want to jump on social media platforms, go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. This is what I wanted to cover, because when I seen this today, it didn't surprise me in any sense of the word, because I knew it was just a matter of time before this all came to the light. I put a little salt on your tongue during the first segment of the show today. And I said, you can only hide this for so long. And what I'm talking about is the Detroit TV asks for story of unvaccinated dying, okay? Detroit TV asks for stories of unvaccinated dying from COVID. See how the narrative is completely backwards? The response they got was over 180,000 people. And there's stories of vaccine injured and or dead instead. And I said, folks, during the first segment that we can all go ahead and hide the truth for so long, because truth crushed the earth will rise again. There's no question about it. And we all knew what I'm talking about right now was going to come, because you can only hide it for so long. The bad guys, they can only lie for so long. They can manipulate only for so long. And they can censor only for so long before all comes to the light. Luke 8:17. Now, Health Impact News just reported that a local Detroit television asked for stories of unvaccinated dying from COVID-19. They got over 180,000 responses of vaccine injured and dead instead. The corporate media narrative that unvaccinated people are filling up the hospitals and dying from COVID is quickly falling apart, perhaps faster than even expected. WXYZ TV Channel 7 in Detroit asked their viewers on Facebook last Friday to direct messages if they lost a loved one due to COVID-19, if they refused to get one of the COVID-19 vaccines. Do you see what, this is how brainwashed, this is how reprobate, this is how backwards these people truly are, Romans 1:24. They ask the wrong questions. And as I've said before, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? See, so they were caught in their own deceptions. Folks, this is a clear indication that they are getting desperate to find these stories and are having a difficult time finding them. And what am I talking about? They're having a difficult time finding people that have died from COVID. I want you to keep in mind that this virus, right, that they can't prove. The virologists are saying, folks, it doesn't exist in many cases. But concerning this virus, this COVID strain, there's several of them. Do consider that 99.997% recovery rate. See, they got their narrative completely backwards. This is designed to confuse the American people. This is designed to confuse the people. That's why there's so much confusion out there, because what they're doing is they're confusing people on purpose. They're confusing people on purpose to do what? What are they doing right in the center of it? They keep driving the narrative. They keep driving the narrative. Well, you're confused out here. Look who's bringing you the answers. Yep, but what you need to pay attention to, friends, are these are the same ones that are dividing the people through confusion. And what they want to do is they want you to look at Anthony Fauci as the one bringing in the answer. People now have come to terms that Anthony Fauci is a part of the major problem taking place in this country today. He's a criminal is what he is, friends. Now, I want to go on with this. It says, I don't know if they got any such stories through direct messaging, but the post on their Facebook pages as of the time of the publication today had received over 182,000 comments. And they seem to be all comments of those that have lost loved ones after receiving a COVID shot, and comments asking them why they are not covering that story. Do you see how complicit the mainstream media is in these crimes against their own people? I want you to hear what he just said. They received over 182,000 comments, and they seem to be all comments of who have lost loved ones after receiving a COVID shot. And comments asking them, the mainstream media, why is it that you are not covering these stories? I want to tell you why. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. I paged through many dozens of the comments and did not see a single one stating that they lost someone to COVID after refusing a COVID-19 shot. Not a one. Look at how this runs antithetical in direct, stark contrast to the mainstream media, which shows you and exposes them for the criminals that they are. People who have been silenced and censored on Facebook and other big tech platforms took advantage of the opportunity to share their stories instead. It's amazing that Facebook left these up, but after so many had commented, it would probably have been a bigger story if they had taken down the posts and comments. I wonder what WXYZ will do now. Will they do what most corporate media companies do, fueled by almost unlimited resources from their billionaire Wall Street owners, who are almost all connected to the pharmaceutical industry, and just go out and hire actors instead to do the story and make them up? Folks, we're in some dangerous times. No question about it. When the mainstream media asked the question, how many people died from COVID? And they can't find one answer to their question. But they get over 182,000 responses answering a question that they dare not ask. The people asking the question to the mainstream media, why are you not covering those that have taken the shot, those that have suffered side effects, or have died? Don't tell me this is not major, on a major scale, crimes against humanity, friends, because they are, to say the least. I got Randy calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley Dean. It was a pleasure to meet you at Matt Truella's Mercy Seat Church a few weeks ago. We got to pray with you and put hands on you. It was just such a pleasure to meet you. I love your podcast. I donate to your ministry. And my question to you, sir, is just I'm wondering, you're so far ahead of the curve, but another guy I do watch is War Room Pandemic with Steve Bannon. I would love it if he'd have a guest like you on that's so knowledgeable. He does have, like, Peter Navarro on there. He's got some good epidemiologists on, like Dr. Robert Malone. But my question to you is, the background of Steve Bannon, is he on the right? Is this dog going to hunt for us, so to speak? Is he on the right trail when it comes to the scam of a pandemic? Or is I'm just wondering what your opinion is on Steve Bannon. Is he a good guy or a bad guy in terms of...
To be honest with you, I can't tell you, Randy, because I don't know Steve Bannon. I know exactly who he is.
Okay.
But I can tell you this. It seems that a good portion of these people, they do nothing but magnify the problem, and I see very few of them bringing in the answer. I never hear them bring in or make reference to the law that condemns the crime.
Yeah.
We're to judge them by their fruit, Randy, Matthew 7:16. So I'm not going to smack him down either way or lift him up either way because I don't know him. But I can probably suspect a lot of these that have been playing the political games, I can suspect that they're seeing the danger of what's taking place in their country. And I can imagine that many of them are going to start getting real about the issues because they see that they have been lied to, too. So I guess we'll see in the up-and-coming days, my friend, as if Steve Bannon is the real deal. But, again, I'm not here to sit in judgment of Steve Bannon because I don't know him.
Okay. I certainly appreciate your honest opinion, sir. And I love your ministry and will continue to support you. And I love to see one of your rallies or functions very soon. Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Yeah, by the way, Randy, tell Matt Truella we would love to come back, too.
Oh, we'd love to have you back, believe me. Thank you, sir, so much.
Yep, thank you. Yep, you too. Welcome. Folks, it's been a rough day, let me say it this way. We got another call coming in, and I'm just going to take it I don't think I'm going to be able to take it. Folks, it's the end of the show. We have another call come up. I didn't see the name or the question. Again, we're broadcasting live from Michigan. We got an event in St. Louis, Michigan tonight at Resurrection Life at 6 p.m. And then tomorrow we're going to be with Ted Nugent. I'll be the keynote speaker.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.